So now, when we're talking about this case of the 28-year-old, Irvo Otieno, who died at Virginia State Central Hospital back at the beginning of the month, we now have video. And if you've gone to the Washington Post site, it was posted this morning, they had apparently a 27-minute video that's been edited down to just over 9 minutes. That worries me a little bit, because I don't like when people edit things. I'm not sure what their motivation is, what they've edited out, and is there something important that was left out. But you know who's been tracking this story this morning is our news director, Matt Demline. And Matt, I appreciate you coming back on with us this morning. What have you tracked this morning? Because I know this has been your case for a couple of weeks now.
Well, actually, I should give credit to our reporter, David Lefkowitz, because he's been the one down in Dinwiddie for...
Has he? Okay, very good. Yeah.
Several attempts. I'm still recovering from my knee injury.
Your surgery, sure. Yeah.
But yeah, can't travel. I will tell you this. I've seen the 9-minute edited video, as you mentioned. I have not seen the 27-minute video. As you also mentioned, I'm watching the Abigail Warner interview as well. So it's been a busy morning.
Yeah. Well, what do we know about the video from the Washington Post? First, they got it from mistaken emails. Am I reading that correctly? That they just started clicking on the links and found it?
According to the Post, what they in the article that they posted along with the video, there were Dropbox links included in the public filings. They clicked through. There was the video.
Well, hey, you don't have to be Inspector Clouseau to find that. That's pretty interesting that they found it that way. And then do we know whether what they found was just one video, the 27-minute video that we're now seeing the edited version of, or do we have an indication whether there are other elements still out there?
They have some video, according to the article, outside Central State Hospital as well. Again, because this sort of has been breaking since 7 o'clock, there's a lot of moving parts. I'm still digesting it just as much as everyone else has. I can tell you, you know, that from the 9 minutes that I saw, I didn't see much of a struggle, but also really you can't see Irvo Otieno very much in the video because there are people over him for, I would say, 60 to 70% of it.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I mean. Basically, what they're showing you is him dying and then being the attempts to revive him with the medical staff. And it is hard if he's handcuffed and he's got, I guess, shackles on his feet. You wonder what preceded that. And that's the thing, and I don't know if you were listening earlier, I mean, that's what I'm saying I feel like I need to see is what preceded this young man being brought into the room.
We have not seen any video from the Henrico jail either, which Commonwealth Attorney Shannon Taylor has said she's reviewing. That has not been made publicly available yet, so we don't know what preceded all of this, even in the days prior. We just see him being dragged in. We see at some point the sheriff's deputies and the Central State Hospital employees above him. It's tough. Again, it's tough to tell, and I don't want to characterize something from a legal standpoint, whether or not they were, you know, for lack of a better term, suffocating him. They're above him. They're over him. I can't see what pressure is being made, and there's no sound in the video, so I can't tell you, nor do I want to put criminality on something, you know, without further knowledge.
When you compare it to other videos where you see fists flying and people kicking the subject, that's not what I'm witnessing in this video. And I do notice
it is not to use a comparison, an older comparison. It is not Rodney King.
No.
It is you don't, because there's no sound, you don't hear whether there's any arguing, any screaming for help, anything along that line, because again, there's no audio.
Right. Or an admonition, hey, relax, stop, and everything's going to be okay. Stop fighting. I mean, you know, who knows?
And there are numerous people in that room. There are not just the 10 that have been.
No, I'm looking there. There are probably 20 people in the room in the video I'm looking at.
Right. You don't see anyone seemingly making a move to say, hey, stop, don't do this.
Right.
You don't see that. Again, we don't have audio, so we don't know if anyone said that, but we don't see anyone making a move that would suggest that.
So what does that mean? That they're all in on it, or does it mean that they're just looking at it thinking, we've got to get this guy under control? It's hard to tell.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So we don't have that context.
Yeah. I also noticed a nurse came in at one point, and there was, you know, the original conversation I had with a source who seems very plugged into the investigation was that, hey, there were two shots administered to this guy to try to calm him down. And you have to wonder, and I guess we haven't seen the medical examiner's report, or have we, Matt?
We have not. My understanding is, and again, this is just off the top of my head. I don't have the stuff anymore, that the medical examiner either that is still not taking place, or it is going to. But they also wanted to preserve that the defense attorneys wanted to preserve, for lack of better terms, the remains as evidence in the case, so that they could look into the shot angle as well.
Yeah, whether the medicine is what did this. It is hard to...
Correct.
Now, can I ask you a question, because I want to get this right? The post has his name as IRVO-OTIO.
That is the correct spelling. The family pronounced it as Ivo during the press conference that they held after they saw the video. That is why we are using the term that the family, the name that the family used. But yes, the spelling is IRVO.
All right, so the spelling is right, and I am, I feel terrible for his family. I'm happy to call him by his name. I don't want to be disrespectful.
They are of Kenyan heritage.
What happens next? Have we heard? I mean, this video isn't being released as it was originally planned. So, what do you think is the next?
As we speak, the grand jury is meeting this morning in Dinwiddie to hear the evidence. Given grand juries almost always indict, I imagine you'll have that occur here. Mm-hmm. And I imagine that there is going to be some filing from the defense attorneys now that this video has been made public above and beyond what they had requested yesterday that it not be. But that's my guess. That's the next move in all of this.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Shannon Taylor going back to Henrico, where it seems like much of this started. Do we know when we'll hear directly from her about what she has investigated and discovered?
She did not provide a timeline, but she did say that she would make public what she has found once she is done. She did say that in her statement that she released last week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on this morning, and I know we'll hear from you and talk to you a lot in the coming weeks, because, with video, of course, this becomes a national story, and it's weird how when there's no video, the national network TV companies aren't interested, but once they get video, man, it'll be all over the place. So,
I could tell you on the Today Show this morning, right after they finished the interview with the teacher down in Newport News, the next thing they showed was the video from Central State. So it was a national story. It continues to be a national story.
Yeah, now even bigger. Okay. Matt Demline, our news director here at WRVA, longtime reporter here in Central Virginia. Thank you very much. Yeah, I mentioned this, and I want to tread lightly here, but see, other people won't tread lightly. So I feel like I've got to make a comment about this. There will be those who will try to turn this into a racial issue. And you go watch the video yourself and tell me whether you think this is a racial issue. I mean, the hospital staff appears to be African American. Most of the deputies appear to be African American. I would really like to know what preceded what we're seeing in this video so that I can understand why there's so many people on this one guy. My guess is he's a young guy who's super strong and freaked out, and from what I'm told was beating up on people in the Henrico County Jail and at the hospital across the street from the jail, and that's why you're seeing this. But Let's see, but don't let anybody turn this into a racial thing. Is that even possible in America today to be objective and honest about it, or are we just doomed that it's going to be a racial conversation? Come on, let's be honest with each other instead of fanning the flames of discontent. Let's be objective, if that's possible today.